course you are.
Well, lucky. Well, yours. Yeah, we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. So Sean is here on official business tonight, actually, with the Harmony Foundation, and has some stuff that he wants to talk to us about. So I'm going to turn it over to Sean.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Great.
Great.
We'll get going after that.
Sounds like a plan.
Look at that pizza. Hey, it's so good to see you. I usually am later, and I'm so thankful I get to sort of kick things off. It's no pressure. I'll process it. I'm so thankful for a couple reasons to be here tonight, but it is great to see you again. I think we only had about 15 minutes together in that evaluation session. They fly by. You know, just when you get the rapport and you start to get cooking, the judge knocks on the door and gives you 5 minutes, and then that's pretty much it. But one of the special things about this trip, my quartet actually has a show in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Have anyone ever maybe vacationed up in beautiful Iowa?
Oh, yeah.
I'm familiar with it. I'm in a quartet that has that show, and what I do now when I travel with the foundation, if I already have a show somewhere, I try to tack on a couple of chapter visits and sort of help out with the travel with both groups and spend some time. And my first Central States Convention was actually last fall, so it's great to follow it up, and I know a lot of folks around here. It's great to see some familiar faces, and hopefully get to meet many more here. But one of the familiar faces that I got to spend some time with today was my old colleague, my dear friend. You might know Ev now.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
So you do. Okay.
I
got to spend some time when I first came onto the foundation staff in 2008. I was brand new to Nashville. It was my first day in the office, and Ev took me under his wing. And boy, was that scary.
We know.
A dear friend. And I count my time with him blessings. And it's great to be back in town to see his son, EJ, tonight. We did dinner over there at Firebirds.
Yeah. Good place.
Which is a pretty amazing place. Fantastic. And tonight, I only have about 5 minutes left, so I hope I'm doing all right. About me, I just got my 25-year card for the Barbershop Harmony Society.
Yay.
Thank you. I started as a senior in high school, and believe it or not, I went to my first chapter meeting. I'm from Hershey, Pennsylvania, born and raised. Thank you. Chocolate fan. All right. And I went to my very first chapter meeting of the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America, Incorporated, in the back of a police squad car.
That's good.
Yes. I was a senior in high school. We were doing a musical called, not The Music Man, but Guys and Dolls. Have you ever seen Guys and Dolls? I was cast as the part of Nicely Nicely Johnson, which is the coolest part, because he has the least amount of speaking parts, but all of the good solos. So I was happy about that. And the part of Lieutenant Brannigan, if you're familiar with the show, Lieutenant Brannigan's the officer sort of chasing all the crap shooters around town. Well, the person who was cast as Lieutenant Brannigan was our local chief of police in Hershey, Pennsylvania. It was Officer Dow. Now it's Chief Dow, Chuck Dow. And not only was he an actor, a thespian, but he was also a barbershopper. So he would come in, and we had a pretty good men's choir in the show, and he would teach us tags. And I didn't know what barbershop was, but I love this a cappella thing. I love these chords ringing. And he decided that he would drop off some Harmony Explosion music. It was Harmony Foundation sponsored Harmony Explosion music, free music available for young people. So he brought in some learning tracks, sheet music, to an arrangement of the Beach Boys in my room. And dropped it off, and just we'll see what happens. Thankfully, the music educator, my choir director, Ms. Hummel, put together a quartet of seniors to sing this one song at the senior awards banquet. And we weren't very good. Our bass sang the lead part down an octave. It was a rough go, but boy, we had fun. And we sang our one song for the senior awards banquet. And Chief Dow's daughter, Amy, was actually in my class. So he was at the banquet, and there was a beam of light shining on him, it seemed, that he was just glowing. He was so excited that he passed this, sort of planted this seed, and here was this quartet. So he came up afterwards, and he said, "Boys, way to go. This is so special." In fact, any Tuesday night, this whole summer, we were coming up on the end of the year, he said, any Tuesday night, let's pick the night. I'll meet you here at the high school. I'll take you out to dinner, and then we'll go up to Harrisburg. You guys can sing your song for my barbershop chorus. And we said, okay, two things. First of all, a barbershop chorus. We know what a quartet is, but there's a whole chorus. There was 80 guys in the Harrisburg chapter at that point. So this was going to be fun to go meet those guys. And number two, spend the night with the chief of police. This might come in handy later in life. So he met us in the squad car. We jumped in. We went to a pizza dinner, and we went up. And I remember, do you remember the first time you walked into your first chapter meeting?
Yeah.
And that rush and that excitement. And we often say that it's the music that hooks you at first. But it's the people. It's the community that keeps bringing us back time after time. And for me, that's 25 years. Ed, how many years for you? 43. And it's relationships like the one I have with Ed, like you have with each other, that keeps us coming back. It's good to hear from Ed how things are going. I have a little snapshot of what you guys do, because I got to see you sing so well and perform so well at the convention and spend that time in the eval. But I understand that you do a lot more than just that. Time together, time in the community. You got a show coming up. I'm the chapter president for my chorus in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And we just had our chapter show on Saturday night. And I know what great fun that can be. So I have about 1 minute left to tell you about Harmony Foundation. That's not a lot of time. Really, this is time for me to put a face with the name. I know that you already have 36% of your membership here is involved in some way in Harmony Foundation. That's remarkable. 36% is really, really special. It's obvious that singing is important to you. So with my 30 seconds I have left, I was wondering if you could give me a few answers to this question. Singing makes me feel...
good.
Good. Tristan feels good when he sings. How do you feel?
Energized.
Energized. I love that. That's good. Anybody else? Singing makes you feel what?
Comfortable.
Oh. Larry?
Comfortable.
Comfortable. Isn't that the... a blessing to have something that just makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I love that. I gave this presentation in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, a couple weeks ago. They have a young man who's in the chorus. He's in college, and he didn't answer in front of everybody, but he came up to me afterwards, and he said, you know, Sean, I was thinking, you don't need to fill in the blank at the end of that statement. Singing makes me feel, is what he said.
Ooh.
I thought that was really, really cool. So that's what the foundation does. That's what Harmony Foundation is all about. Many of you guys who are involved, you know, the programs that we support through the Harmony Foundation, the Society of Youth and Education and Outreach Programs. The results of that, frontline directors, not every chapter is as blessed as you are to have a frontline director like Brent. And he's actually been on scholarship by Harmony Foundation to go to Harmony University, to go to a wonderful, I think it's the best weekend barbershop, to find out, to get inspired, to learn from, to connect with, and to come back and put it in here to the chapter level. Our youth programs are growing. Our outreach, our assistant programs like the Healthy Chapter Initiative to help at-need chapters across the society. I'm going to send an email here tonight. You'll get it directly from me, just so we can follow up. If you have any questions, there'll be a video link in there. They brought together a college quartet and a seniors quartet, and they asked them a series of the same questions. And it's just fun to hear the responses of lifelong singing at different stages of life. But it's pretty inspiring when you start to think about why we sing, how we can pass the torch, as my colleague Ev used to say, pass the torch on to the next generation. And it puts you in a position where you can do that. None of us just found barbershop by accident. Most of us didn't find barbershop by accident. For me, it was Chief Dowell who took the time to take that music. That music was available because of donors making a gift. We want to make it possible for you at whatever level that you can give to give. If it's a one-time gift of whatever, fantastic. If it's making that first step with the Ambassador of Song program, it's $10 a month is where that program starts. The President's Council, we have a few President's Council members here, that's $1,000 a year. And you can send up to 30% of your gift right back here to your chapter or your district. It's called Donor Choice. You can elect up to 30% of your gift. So you give a little bit to the society programs. You can save a little bit for the local programs here, district and chapter level. And I've got some pledge cards here. I'm gonna leave them out. And I would ask that you consider that gift, no matter what size gift. But we'd love to see that 30 6%, maybe crawl up a little higher. That's about where we are as a society average. And that's pretty awesome. We've been able to do some great stuff. But we know that there's more to do out there, and we're going to continue to grow and feed these programs and make it possible for more people to feel energized and good and comfortable, because we know we need much more of that in our world today. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Cool. I'll have those. We're at the beginning of the meeting tonight, so I know you guys aren't coming out on me, but I'll make those pledge cards available and also some other literature. You'll get the email from me later tonight, maybe when you wake up, depending on how long the afterglow tonight, how long it keeps me up tonight. But I do want to thank the chapter. I know that you guys have a lot going on, so I appreciate this time to come out to say hello, to have some engagement with you, and I hope to hear from you guys. If not tonight, take some time to watch the videos. Take some time to think about what you might be able to do along with the foundation, and shoot a reply back to the email and let me know what you might be able to do. Just my last line, would you mind raising your hand if you're already a donor to the foundation? That's amazing. So we thank you. We thank you so much for that. If you're not currently donating, you can ask some of these fine gentlemen with the badge how they feel writing that check every month. It's an honor to all these fun ways we just take your money right away from you, John. So I appreciate the time. Looking forward to singing with you tonight, and look forward to hearing from you. Thanks, guys.
I think you should know our whole youth program has been funded out of donors' choice for 11 years.
So that's wonderful connection. Thank you. It's great to have a chapter that utilizes that and puts it to such good use. So that's a success story right there.
Yep.